It's the Dolphins, it's the Bills, it's Week 16, and it is a huge game. Let's preview it with Troy Drayden. I'm Jesse Agler. Second meeting between these teams this year. First one did not go the Dolphins' way. Got to be better this Sunday.
No, definitely. I think the Dolphins have to go out and play 60 minutes of football. That's something that they really need to do. Last time they didn't play 60 minutes of football and they got beat. So I think this time around the Miami Dolphins will definitely go up there with a different attitude because we have a lot on the line.
Dolphins are getting more out of their offense in recent weeks. Mike Wallace clicking a bit more with Ryan Tannehill. Running game has gotten going, whether it's Miller or Thomas. It almost seems not to have mattered, but it seems like a more confident offense right now.
Yeah, definitely. This offense is a lot more confident, and it starts up front. The guys up front are clicking. That means that the running game is going to be better, and Ryan Tannehill is going to be a lot more comfortable in the pocket and being able to throw down the field to his receivers. So I think with the offensive line doing well, and everybody else gaining confidence, hopefully that gets the ball rolling, and we're one of those teams that people don't want to see at the end of the season.
Yeah, no, that's what you like to be, obviously. Defensively, though, the Bills match up well up front. One of the best defensive lines, maybe the best defensive line the Dolphins will see all season.
No, definitely. One thing about it, they lead the league in sacks. And right now, we have to protect up front. I think that is the most important thing, is that we were able to get the running game going, but more importantly, protecting Ryan Tannehill.
South Florida kid Thad Lewis from Hialeah Miami Lakes gets the start again at quarterback. We saw him in week 7, but when you're talking about the Bills offense, you're really talking about the two running backs, Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller.
I mean, you have a two-headed monster, and those guys can run the football. I mean, C.J. Spiller is a big play waiting to happen, especially in the screen game. You get him out in space, he makes one or two guys miss, and he's a home run waiting to happen. And Fred Jackson, I mean, he's a guy who's just going to ground in between the tackles. He's a tough runner to bring down, so the Miami Dolphins are going to have to wrap him up and bring him down to the ground.
Yeah, Jackson, kind of the bread and butter guy. Spiller, he's the hot sauce guy. He gets the big plays for the Buffalo Bills. For Troy, I'm Jesse. Enjoy the game.